الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل شيء شرفا يتباهون به وإن بهاء أمتي وشرفها القرآن أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم prior to his demise on several occasions gave us as an ummah a solace and a comfort that physically, bodily, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving this world. But he said, I am leaving behind two things. لَن تَضِلُّ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. These two things are such, generally, when there is good lighting, good conditions, then it is easy to discern and establish and see things. You have a balance, you have an understanding. However, when it becomes dark, the lighting is not good, the conditions are not good, then that which is right in front of you, it's possible that you will not be able to see it. This is the effect of darkness. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when referring to these two things, he said, Layluha kanahariha. He said, there is no darkness. Day and night is equal with regards to these two things. In other words, O my ummah, I am leaving behind two things. There is no ambiguity. There is no darkness. There is no confusion. لَن تَدِلُّوا مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. As long as you will hold on to these two things, you will never go astray. No power in this world will be able to subdue you. This ummah will never be humiliated. This ummah will have its dignity and honor. And most importantly, on this earth, you will live in a manner that you are pleasing Allah. And between you and Jannah, the only barrier that will be there will be mort and death. What are these two things? This is particularly important in the light of the challenges that you and I are facing. We are living in a zamana, a period that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described. He said, كَقِطَعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. He said, fitnas are coming. Fitnas are coming like the onset of sections of a dark night. Stealthily, secretly. Look at this analogy Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives. Every day we experience this transition from light to darkness. However, no one can say that exactly this time it suddenly became dark. No, gradually, stealthily, darkness encroaches till eventually you realize it is completely dark. Like that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, stealthily and secretly, fitnas are coming. Whether it's this destructive mobile phone that has become a part of our lives, whether it is artificial intelligence, whether it is quantum physics, whether it is Google, whether it is that shaitan box that has polluted, illa mashallah, majority of the homes of the ummah, whether it is the media, in every direction there is an ideological warfare that is taking place, and the extent of this warfare is such that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafira, yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafira. A man will have iman in the morning, by the evening he will have become kafir. Person will have iman in the evening, by the next morning he will have become kafir. Such fitnas. One at times wonders, which way must you turn? Who is your grandfather? Where did you originate from? Were your forefathers some monkeys? In the name of science, this is being promoted, fed to our children in schools as a reality. Who is male? Who is female? That also is being challenged. What is the purpose of life? It is being challenged. What is success? It is being challenged in every direction. Humanity today is drowning in zulmat and darkness to such an extent that if you are not careful, it is very, very easy to become despondent. You don't know which way to turn. What is the solution? My respected brothers, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not abandon us. He gave us a defense mechanism, not only that will give you akhirat, but that will protect you from whatever science throws at you in the name of atheism and agnosticism and the denial of Allah. Whatever the media will throw to at you with regards to tempting you with the temptations of this world. Any direction, zulmat and darkness, whatever batil throws at you, my Nabi gave us a defense mechanism. And what is that? He said, لَن تَضِلُّ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. My ummah, you will never go astray as long as you will hold fast to this. What is it? Kitabullah, the Quran. وَسُنَّةَ نَبِيِّهِ, and the living and walking physical manifestation of that Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith I recited in the beginning, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna li kulli shay'in sharafan. Every nation had some mark, some distinction of honor and supremacy. Every nation had something it looked up to. Every nation had a source of pride and dignity and honor. Wa inna baha ummati wa sharafaha al-Quran. He said, the Quran is the sharafat, it is the dignity, it is the honor of my ummah. This is that mu'jiza of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that withstood the ravages and the movement of time. This is that mu'jiza. Ulama say, al-mu'jizatul khalidatu da'ima, perpetual mu'jiza. A mu'jiza, a miracle, a gift that was given to the ummah, that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if my ummah will keep this Quran in front of them, this Quran will take them to Jannat. Mahilun musaddaq, shafi'un mushaffa, man ja'alahu amamahu, saqahu ila al-jannah, wa man ja'alahu khalfahu, qadahu ila al-nar. He said, if my ummah will keep the Quran in front of them, the Quran will never abandon them till it enters them into Jannat. And if my ummah turns their backs on this Quran, saqahu ila al-nar, the same Quran will take them to Jahannam. Such a miracle we were given. We are normally acquainted. Ask anybody, even weak iman, by when you die, what's going to happen? In the grave, Allah is going to question you about three things. What are you going to be questioned? Mar Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Nabiyuk. Who is your Rabb? What was your religion? Who was your Nabi? These three questions, every one of us is aware. Munkar and Nakir are going to come in the grave and ask us about this. Many of us have lost sight of the fact that in Quran, Allah tells us about something else that you and I are going to be questioned about. لا تزول قدم عبد. Your foot will not move from the ground on the day of judgment. Certain things we are going to be asked over and above these three questions. The reason I am mentioning, each one take a thermometer. Each one take a thermometer and place it on the heart and ask ourselves how much we are preparing for that. How much have we even acknowledged that a day is coming when Allah is going to question me about what? وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to digress. I will come back to this. Why? Because in this verse, Allah is telling us about the Quran. But Allah doesn't say Quran. There's one principle. Ulama mentioned, they say, kathratul asma tadullu ala sharafil musamma. When something has sharafat, when something has dignity and honor, then you don't give it one name only, it has many names. More names indicate the sharafat and dignity and honor of that which is named. In Quran itself, Mufassireen have enumerated 67 names of the Quran. 67 different names Allah gives to the Quran in the Quran. Somewhere Noor, Huda, Shifa, Quran, Furqan, Burhan, Sirat-e-Mustaqim, Hidayat. And amongst the 67 names, one name is this name, وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكْ. Allah says Quran is zikr. Zikr is one of the names of the Quran. And Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ. This Quran is a zikr. It's an admonishment. It's a reminder. It's a caution for you and your nation. And then, وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. O my Nabi, inform your ummah, the day is coming. We are going to question you about this Quran. What was your relationship with this Quran? How much did you learn of this Quran? How much did you love and revere and honor this Quran? How much did you make tilawat of Quran? Was your relationship with Quran a Ramadani relationship? Did you consider the haqq of Quran to keep it on some shelf? Or to kiss it now and then? What was the attachment with the Quran? Today it is a sad, sad testimony of the weakness of the iman of the ummah. The manner in which, like our elders say, Aaj Quran ek na ashna peygham ban chuki. Today the Quran has become an irrelevant message. This concern, this justitude, this attraction, this passion for the Quran that Sahaba had, that is the proof of Iman. Quran is Kalamullah. Quran is Huda. Quran is Shifa. Quran is Noor. Quran is Hikmat. We have such a Quran. Allah Himself, what introduction of the Quran can I give? When Allah gives the introduction, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This Quran is Tanzeel. What is Tanzeel? Something huge, magnanimous is coming. Magnificent, but unearthly. It's not from this world. Tanzeel, Tanzeel. Like in Surah Taha, Tanzeel. Like we say in Urdu, wo aa raha hai, wo aa raha hai. What is coming? Mimman khalaqa al-ardha was-samawati al-ula. Mimman khalaqa al-ardha was-samawati al-ula. Revelation from who? From the one who created the heavens and the earth. Who is it? Curiosity is piqued. This is the balagat and eloquence of Quran. You want a name? Who's the author? This great revelation, where is it coming from? Allah gives you sifat and sifat and sifat, quality and quality and quality. Name is not given. Why? Because when you get a quality, the curiosity increases, its peak, the passion is increasing. This is the eloquence of Quran. Tanzeel, mimman khalaqa al-ardha was-samawati al-ula. Who is it? Name is not mentioned. Again, quality. Ar-Rahman, ala al-arshi istawa. He made, he is Rahman, the benevolent. the kind. He made istiwa upon his arsh. Who is it? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to him. Who is it? وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Shout, he hears you. Whisper, he hears you. What you conceal, he hears. His knowledge encompasses everything. His hearing encompasses everything. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to him. Sifat upon sifat upon sifat. Quality, quality, quality. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Till your curiosity has brimmed over. And then Allah says, Allahu la ilaha illahu. This revelation is the kalam of Allah. Sifatul Rahman, the quality of Allah, Kalamullah, wa innahu latanzeelu Rabbil Alameen. This is a revelation from Rabbul Alameen. How did it come? Nazala bihi Ruhul Amin. Ruhul Amin. Jibreel brought this. To whom did he bring it? Nazala bihi Ruhul Amin. Ala qalbik, upon the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So break this down. Tanzeelu Rabbil Alameen, revelation from Rabbul Alameen. The messenger that brought it, Ruhul Ameen. Who did he bring it to? Sadiqul Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where? Ala qalbik. Allah could have said ala lisanik. Allah could have said ala dhahnik, on your mind, on your tongue, on your wujud, on this earth. Allah says ala qalbik, on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is one connotation of this? The strong bond, the unbreakable bond and link between Quran and sahib Quran, between Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the living embodiment of the Quran. That is why Allah says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Quran is rahmatun lilmu'mineen. And sahib Quran Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatun lil'alameen. Quran is from Rabbul Alameen, brought by Ruhul Ameen upon Sadiqul Ameen. Quran is rahmatun lilmu'mineen. Sahibul Quran is rahmatun lil'alameen. Quran is hidayat. Hadi Sahibul Quran Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the instrument that Allah used to spread hidayat. Quran is wise is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran is nasihat, nasih is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one place beautifully, what does Allah say? Quran is ruh. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Quran is ruh. And who is the embodiment of that ruh? Sahibul Quran Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ruh means a soul. In other words, you are dead. There's no difference between you and animals. You have no value. You are without a soul. Humanity is without a soul. What is the ruh? What is the imani and ruhani hayat and life of humanity? The Quran. And who was the walking, talking Quran? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, my respected brothers, even the hearts of kufr, of zulmat, of darkness, those who plotted the murder of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no greater crime is possible. Those who bowed down before in front of 360 idols, even those hearts were shaken by the Quran. They prided themselves on their linguistic ability. What does my Allah, what a challenge the Quran gives. قُلَّ إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Tell them, pool your resources. Unite the Arab and the non-Arab world. Get together jinnat and insan. Use your quantum physics, use your science. Use whatever you want. Pool your resources and bring something like this Quran. You think it's an accident? They didn't try? That 14 centuries have passed. Batil has tried everything, but they have not been able to even bring one surah like this Quran. This is living, walking, talking, shining, resplendent. Mu'ajiza and miracle of the haqqaniyat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're not talking about ordinary people. This was a nation that prided themselves on their linguistic ability. Allama ibn Kathir, obviously Juma time is very limited and we always have time problem. But just to give us an idea, what those who are academically inclined, what was the linguistic ability of this nation? Allama ibn Kathir mentions many examples. One example, there was one Arab poet, his name was Sahban bin Wail. From the time he became baligh, he became mature, till he died, such was his prowess on the Arabic language, he never uttered the same sentence twice. In Lisanul Arab, it is mentioned just to express grief in Arabic, there are 4,500 different expressions. One Arab poet, his father died, 250 people came to offer consolation. In this bereavement process, he met each person, addressed, acknowledged their expression of grief with a different sentence. 250 different sentences just acknowledging grief on the death of his father. That kind of linguistic ability they have. The poet Labid, they would say, when Labid says anything, Uktubuha ala al-khanajir, walau bil-khanajir, write it down on your throat. What Labid says, such is the value, such is his linguistic prowess. Walau bil khanajir. Don't miss what he says, even if you have to write it down with a dagger. What does it mean, write with a dagger on your throat? Slit your throat, but don't miss the words of Labid. It's mentioned Labid is making tawaf of Kaaba in the days of Jahiliyyah. What would they would do? They would hang their poems on the Kaaba. Saba Mu'allaqa, the seven poems which the Quran broke. That's a separate topic, I'm not going into that. At that time, on the Kaaba, the shortest surah in the Quran is written, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shaniyaka huwa al-abtar. Labid is making, turning, walking around in the days of Jahiliyyah around the Kaaba. His eyes fall on these words, stops in his tracks, stares at it. Ituni bil qirtas, bring me a scroll, I want to write. Kufar of Makkah elated. Labid is going to challenge the Quran. Finally, that challenge is going to be met. What challenge? Allah said, Fatu bi suratim min mitli. Not the whole Quran, bring one surah, shortest surah like this Quran. Labid says, bring the scroll. He starts dictating, Inna atayna kal kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. إِنَّ شَانِيَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ وَاللَّهِ مَا هَذَا كَلَامُ الْبَشَرِ. I take an oath on Allah that these are not the words of any human being. Yusuf alayhi salam, in the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran, فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَسُوا نَجِيًّا. Translate this, that is the problem. The shock of attaching and linking ourselves with the Quran is not there. We are worried about worldly degrees and sciences. But just an example, those who understood Arabic, those who had attachment with Arabic with Arabic eloquence, one Bedouin hears this, فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَسُوا نَجِيًّا. When the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam lost hope that their brother will be freed, they went one side to make some mashwara. This is the literal translation, but such is the beauty contained in these expressions that this Bedouin falls down into sajda and he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ كَلَامُ الْمَخْلُوقِ. I take qasam on Allah that these are not the words of a bashar or an insan or a human being. Such a Quran. My Nabi said, like I said, we have time constraints. But my Nabi said, Iqra'ul Quran, Iqra'ul Quran. O my Ummah, read the Quran, not just tilawat. Develop a bond with the Quran, learn the Quran, teach the Quran. The best amongst you is one who will devote himself to the Quran. This is not a Ramadan masla. Today in Ramadan, nowadays in Ramadan, Allah forgive us, we haven't even got time to listen to a qari read the Quran beautifully. We get upset. We got time for everything else, but where is the time for the Quran? My Nabi said, Yati yawm al-qiyamah shafi'an li ashabihi. Allah will give this Quran a physical form. It will come on the day of judgment. Tuha jan. It will argue for you. It will be your friend. It will be your companion. It will not abandon you till you reach Jannat. Such a Quran. Wa innahu lakitabun aziz. Today we are looking for dignity. We're looking for honor. This is one expression of Quran. Wa innahu lakitabun aziz. Allah says this is kitab aziz. Normally we translate aziz as mighty. One beautiful, beautiful interpretation of this mufassirin give. They say ye izzat wali kitab hai. This is a kitab. This is Allah's kalam. It is a source of izzat. Wa innahu lakitabun aziz. It is a source of dignity and honor. Those who, that cloth that was used to cover this kitab, suddenly that cloth is honored. That page on which this kitab was written, that page you won't take, you won't throw it away. That heart which carries this Quran, what is the value of that heart? That night in which this Quran was revealed, what happened? خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهَرٍ. Allah says that night is better than 1,000 months. That little child that leaves his house, walking to the madrasa with the Quran in his hand, what happens? وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَّذَوْا أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِذًا بِمَا يَسْنَى. That child to you and I looks like he's walking on the ground. He's not walking on the ground. Allah's malaika have placed their wings underneath his feet. The child is walking on the wings of Allah's malaika. Why? وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. This is a book of izzat. This is dignity. This is honor. There are no superlatives that can do justice to this Quran. And attach yourself. Wa inna fil jannati lanahran ismuhu Rayyan lahu alayhi madinatun min marjan lahu 70 alf bab min dhahabin wa fidda li hamil al Quran. That is dunya. In akhirat, what is the izzat this Quran will give you? My Nabi said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in Jannah there is one stream, its name is Rayyan. Above it is the city of Marjan. Marjan is a palace. It will have 70,000 doors made out of gold. Li hamil al Quran, for the one who will attach himself with the Quran. What a loss this ummah has incurred nowadays. We value that mobile phone. Ask ourselves from morning till now, how many times did we look at that mobile phone? How many times did we look at the Quran? How many of us on the day of Jummah read Surah Kahf? How many of us read Hamim ad-Dukhan last night? My Nabi said, Man qara Hamim ad-Dukhan ghufira lahu. Read Hamim Dukhan on the night of Jummah, on a Thursday night, Allah will forgive all your sins. Read Surah Kahf, you will be protected from Dajjal. What is this? Create an attachment with the Quran. The shiar and symbol of a mu'min, of a man of iman, is his link with the Quran. Doesn't have to be long, long surahs. We're always looking for shortcuts. Few minutes remain. Just as a glimpse. Understand, in reality, Quran is bahrun la sahila lahu. It's a limitless ocean. But we have this problem. The moment something is long, we want to run away. So take a short surah. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan had. Allahu akbar. Mufassirin. Allama Alusi in his Ruhul Maani. Allama Fakhruddin Razi in his Tafsir Kabir, and other mufassirin have enumerated 22 names to this one surah. Example, Suratul Ikhlas. What is ikhlas? Akhlasa yukhlisu ikhlasan, to purify something. That surah which purifies the tawheed and the oneness of Allah. Suratul Marifat, that surah which introduces us to who is Allah. Suratul Nasab, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unsub lana rabbak, tell us the lineage of your Allah. Jibreel comes, qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Suratul Nasab, the surah in which the lineage of Allah is mentioned, he does not beget, nor was he begotten. He is ahad and he is samad, lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. One name, Suratul Tawheed, Allah's Tawheed, Allah's oneness is opened up in this Quran. One name, Suratul Najat, the one who will live his life according to this surah, will bring iman upon it, Allah will save him from Jahannam. Suratul Najat. Suratul Wilayat, Allahu Akbar. Look at this beautiful name Mufassirin have given. Suratul Wilayat. Every one of you, bhai, who's your friend? Where you come from? Who's behind you? Who's your supporter? Suratul Wilayat. You want Allah to be your wali. You want to become the friend of Allah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Once one, Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, once one delegation that had gone out in the path of Allah, they come back, they give karguzari to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they complain. Kana ahaduna yaqra'u li ashabihi, the person we appointed as imam, kana yakhtimu kull rak'atin bi qul huwallahu ahad. Every rak'at in every salah, our imam finishes with qul huwallahu ahad. So they complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We told him, bhai, what is this? Every rak'at you're reading qul huwallahu ahad, you're completing with that. Read something else, you got the whole Quran. He said, bhai, I am going to do this. Otherwise, appoint somebody else as imam. I will never abandon the surah. They come and complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, go and ask him, why is he doing this? The response comes, لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ. I love this surah so much because in it is the sifat and attributes of Rahman, my Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, go and tell him, inna allaha yuhibbuhu, like he loves this surah, Allah loves him. Such a Quran. One riwayat it comes, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to that sahabi, hubbuka iyyahu adkhalaka al-jannah, your love for surah Ikhlas has entered you into Jannat. Where is Tabuk? 700 to 900 kilometers from Medina. One morning, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the sahaba. The sun that morning rises with an unusual brightness. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that what is this unusual brightness when sahaba asked. He says that Muawiyah bin Muawiyah Laysi radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Medina, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for Tabuk, the sahabi was ill. While in Tabuk, the sahabi passes away in Medina. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs the sahaba, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is the narrator. My Nabi said, Muawiyah has passed away in Medina. Jibreel has come. The janazah salah of Muawiyah has to be performed by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More than 700 kilometers is the distance. The earth is shrunk. His janazah is brought. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam leads that janazah salah. There is an unusual brightness to the rising of the sun. Sahaba questioned this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, 70,000 malaika have descended to attend the janazah of Muawiyah bin Muawiyah Laysi radiallahu anhu. What was it? Hubbuhu suratul ikhlas. His love for Suratul Ikhlas. His love for one surah in the Quran. Qara'ahu ja'iyan wa dhahiban wa qa'idan wa qa'iman. It's mentioned in the riwayat. Whether standing, whether sitting, whether walking, whether entering. Qul huwa Allahu ahad would be on the tongue of the sahabi. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to sahaba, Ayajizu ahadukum an yaqra fi kulli laylatin thulath al-Quran. O my sahaba, does any one of you have the ability every night to read one-third of the Qur'an every night? Kaifa
كَيْفَ يُقْرَأُ ثُلُثُ الْقُرْآنِ. They said, Ya Rasulullah, how is it possible? One third of the Quran every night. How are we going to do this? It's very, very difficult. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَمَا تَدْرُونَ أَمَا تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ يَعْدِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ. Don't you know that this one surah is equivalent to one third of the Quran? The wujuhat and the basis of it, like I said, I've run out of time. I'm not going to go into the detail. This is that protection, that defense mechanism, that means of finding Allah. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلَ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ. My Nabi said, you will never find Allah. You will never connect Allah. You will never get the closeness of Allah. You will never get the true taluk of Allah. You can never, impossible, become the friend of Allah with anything more effective than that Quran which came from Allah. Inna hadha al-quluba tasda. One day he told the Sahaba, oh my Sahaba, like steel rusts, steel degenerates. In the same way, the heart also degenerates. Two people were traveling. One person started reading Quran. The person next to him asked him, why did someone die? He said, yes. Someone died? Did someone die? You reading Quran? He said, yes. Your heart has died. Your heart has died. This is an indication of the zulmat, of the mort, of the hearts of the ummah today. This lack of attachment with Quran. This is that means we were given. This is why we find it so difficult to sit in the halqa of ta'aleem, to sit in the halqa of Quran, to hear the tafsir of the Quran. This is such a kitab. This ummah was given. To look at it, Allah rewards you. To think about it, Allah rewards you. To speak about it, Allah rewards you. To memorize it, Allah rewards you. To explain it, Allah rewards you. To lift it up, to revere and honor it, Allah rewards you. Every aspect. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. How much longer are we going to value other things? We have been given the solution. لَن تَضِلُّ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. My Nabi said, you will never go astray. You will never go astray as long as this ummah will attach itself to the Quran. And what is the physical manifestation of the Quran? The way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the panacea. This is the comfort. This is the salvation. This is not a Ramadani thing, my respected brothers. Many of us may feel I passed the sell-by date. Don't deprive your children of the Quran. Bring the Quran alive, every home, Yasin Sharif. Today, whatever problem, by worry, depression, difficulty, what happened? I'm going to go by that Molli Sahab, look for this Taweez, somebody's plotting, somebody made jadu on me. And then today we find these false so-called amils. You know what, your nephew got it in for you, your uncle got it in for you, that one doing... Families are breaking. Why? Worried about this one is doing this, this one is doing that. Allahu Akbar. What did my Nabi tell us? One example. He said, اقرأوا استعلموا سورة البقرة. Learn Surah Baqarah. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. To hold on to it is baraka. تَرْكُهَا حَسْرَةً. To abandon it is regret. لَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةً. Anyone who wants to harm you can never harm you as long as you have Surah Baqarah with you. That house in which Surah Baqarah is read, shaitan runs away from that house. That home in which at night Ayatul Kursi is read, shaitan cannot enter that home. You don't need any huge taweez. You don't have to run and look around. You don't have to look in other directions. We have been given the protection. قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. These are armies of protection. Surah Mulk every night will protect you from the azab of qabr. Learn, attach, link yourself to the Quran. This is the ummah of the Quran. Sahaba took the Quran and they moved to the four corners of the world. I will terminate on this. Millions, if not billions of batil throughout the ages have tried to change this Quran. Such is the promise of protection of my Allah in this Quran that my Allah has not allowed one letter of this Quran to change. Millions have tried. They have not been able to change one letter in the Quran. But the Quran is such a Quran we were given that millions, if not billions of humanity's lives and hearts have changed through the Quran. This nur, this hidayat, this is light, this is life, this is life, this is life. To complete that hadith, my Nabi said, like steel degenerates and rusts, the heart degenerates and rusts and it becomes hard. Sahaba said, Ma jilauha, Ya Rasulullah, what's the chemical if you use our language? How can we soften it? How can we remove the rust, the dirt, the filth, the darkness, the zulmat? He said, Tilawatul Quran, Tilawatul Quran, Tilawatul Quran, the Quran, the Quran, the Quran. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmat.